Compass FM. Good morning, Debs. Debs Taylor Hayhurst from the Woodpecker. How are you?
Good morning, Kerry. I'm really good, thank you. And pleased you're feeling lots better and good to have you back on air.
Thank you so much. As I mentioned off air, I am now tuning into the North Canterbury spokesperson for getting the shingles vaccine. If you can get it, do so. You do not want to get shingles. And everyone that's had shingles will say exactly the same thing. Debs, we're talking about the Woodpecker. Yeah. First Monday of every month, we always have bit of a chat about the Woodpecker. Let us in on what's on the front page.
Well, before I tell you about the front page, we've got a 56-pager this month, and we've not had those very often, so lots thicker than normal. But on our front page, we're very, very pleased to give a wee shout-out to our brand-new treasurer, and she just started a few months ago. So it was nice to be able to promote her, because let's face it, all the board positions are voluntary, and we do appreciate everybody's voluntary time.
Absolutely, as we do here at Compass FM. A very, very, very similar sort of situation. You're a charity, a non-profit, very similar to Compass. Page 6, let's have a look. Two Haitara Trust Cycle Path Upgrade. You've got a story about that.
Yeah, so we get an update from them almost every month. And this month they're talking about the cycle trail upgrade, and they're putting grade 2 down. And I went along there last weekend, actually, and it is much, much better. And as an avid cyclist and walker, it's so nice to have the path redone. And so for anybody that hasn't done it, there's loads of information, lots of native planting that's being done, and particularly after the fire a year or so ago, it's really lovely to see all those, again, volunteers that input into this. And of course Tuatara Trust does amazing things, and it's an amazing park we have on our doorstep.
Oh, absolutely, totally, 100% agree. If you haven't been to the Tuatara park, please do so. It's sort of from the gateway road there at Wood End. That's, you take that just straight, you can't miss it. It is signposted, and good on you. Talking about the fire at the park, you've got a story on page 16 about Fire and Emergency New Zealand firefighters receiving some awards.
Yeah, so I thought I'd mention them, because look, you know, what would we do without Fire and Emergency? Mm. And again, these guys just do so much, and particularly on the fire that time that we've just been talking about. But they give us an update each month, and there's always a wee shout out for one of their team. And again, for people to get awards for recent achievements, I think it's lovely to be able to promote those. And of course that's what the Woodpecker does. It's half of it, even although we're a charity, Kerry, half of it is for advertisers, and it's the advertising money that we use to pay for our costs and the printing of the lovely colourful magazine that comes out every month.
Absolutely. And Fire and Emergency New Zealand, they do an amazing job. All volunteers do so, if you ask me. You've got a couple of examples of some clubs and communities groups that are part of the Woodpecker. Go through a few of these.
Yeah, so I thought, you know, this month I'd just mention a couple. And so we've got the Wood End Tennis Club, the Wood End Garden Club, Kaiapoi Community Garden Volunteers. We've got Stago, which is that movement for all the people that can go along and keep us all going. Mm. And Wood End Primary School, for example, they and some other schools input with events that they're doing and some achievements. And they're just a few of the community groups and clubs that do promote what they're doing. But I really would encourage people in the area, if you're part of a community group or a club and you want to get new members, or you want to get a bit of promotion and let people know who you are, or share those lovely stories or awards that children or adults have received, then please do send those stories in. We'd love to hear from you, as well as advertisers, of course.
Absolutely. Wouldn't we all like to hear from advertisers at the moment? The Woodpecker is a charity. Covers Pegasus, Ravenswood, Tuahiwi, Wood End, Waikuku, the beach area sort of side. We go over 40 years. Where can people get a copy of the Woodpecker?
Well, if they live in any of those areas that you've mentioned, Kerry, they will get them in their letterbox. If they're not in those areas, they can receive the digital copy. That's uploaded onto issue.com, that's ISSUU.com. And if you type Woodpecker after it, they will come up. Alternatively, at any of the main outlooks, so the Good Home, the Pegasus Main Store, Flat White, places in Woodend, they're all over. And I do put some in Rangiora and Kaiapoi now as well in the libraries. So there are the spare copies around, but failing that, please do email me on debs.thewoodpecker@outlook.co.nz. Happy to let you know where those spare copies are, but the digital copies are great as well.
Debs Taylor Hayhurst from The Woodpecker. We'll have a chat to you again, well, probably a lot sooner, but certainly the first Monday of every month. Debs, have a great month and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Kerry, and you have a great month as well.
Compass FM.